When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Rolling into hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. The number's 800-919-3776. We got the full buffet going to you till we take you to 3 o'clock. That's when the Michael Kay Show takes over. What were you listening to? You're the customer.
For the people out there, Bart, what's the name of this song?
Customer.
Customer by Raheem Dabon.
Mm-hmm.
So not the guy that I played earlier, Raphael Saadiq.
No.
I said Raphael Saadiq?
Yes.
Yeah, you
no,
did.
My bad. My
you did
bad.
Say Raphael Saadiq.
Oh, my bad. It's too many Raphaels. Raphael.
Since when does Bart get a name wrong?
It's such a rarity. I would surprise he didn't call him Saadiq Bey.
I gave you the song. Saadiq Bey, tore his ACL too, man. He's
That's
out for the season,
story.
Son.
Yeah, too bad.
Man, we can get Jimmy G as a backup quarterback. Being released never.
Jimmy Garoppolo will be released tomorrow. New league year begins, by the way, at 4 o'clock, and so that all that. Look, don't laugh.
What?
If you're the Giants, don't tell me Drew Lock is your answer.
But you already brought Drew Lock in. You gonna bring Jimmy G?
I think it's Shrek when I hear Drew Lock's
you
name.
You're going to bring Jimmy G to this neighborhood so he can go around porn star Jimmy be getting it in? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Jimmy G laying it down.
You can't possibly tell me that Daniel Jones and Drew Lock is the answer for this season.
Well, why don't you just...
That's the answer to the question.
Why don't you just let Jacoby Brissett be the starting quarterback in New England and Jimmy G be the backup?
Oh, bring the old band back together?
Put the band back together, baby.
QB 2 and 3 come back to save the day.
Yes.
Could be.
Restore order.
Maybe. We'll see.
Man, it's been so much going on, man.
We got headlines.
I'm so happy that the Morgan Moses is a big
deal. Let's go through the headlines right now with you. And like I said, this is full buffet, so we'll just line up calls and discuss it with you, all the different topics, because there's so many of them, we don't want to miss it. For the first 2 hours, these are all the things we've talked about. The number one story right now, and I do think it knocked what was the number one story out of the top spot, is the fact there's another story that is
Mike
just
Williams is available, baby. We thought it was Keenan Allen. Mike Williams is available.
So the Chargers are releasing Mike Williams. How fast did the Jets
come on to the Jets, baby.
Okay, or the Giants.
No, stop.
Well, I'm just saying, the Giants need a wide receiver.
No, I don't care.
All right, anyways, the number one story of the day right now is that the New York Post is reporting, based on sources, that Gerrit Cole is going to miss 1 to 2 months. That they could get him back in June at some point, that the initial readings on his MRI on his elbow is that there is not a tear in the UCL. That's good. But it's enough of a concern that they want him to go to L.A. and get checked out in person, and then they'll follow up with, okay, what do we do from here? But the sense that is being reported by John Heyman is that it's going to be at least a month, if not 2 months, before the Yankees can consider getting Gerrit Cole back. That's a big story. Now, again, the reaction to it is, what do they do from here? Is this going to be, you know, Stroman and Rodon, who's pitching right now in spring training, Clark Schmidt and Nestor Cortez? Do you just go with that and hope it can get you home for a while, for 2 months? Or do they have to now feel the pressure of going out and whether it's trade for Dylan Cease and you're giving up a prospect, or you got to give up money and sign a Blake Snell or even Montgomery.
Money.
So those are the two choices for Yankee fans. Which is the way you would want to go? You have three choices. Just hold it down with what you got. Give up money for Snell, or give up a prospect for Cease. That's a big story. The other story is the one that is the preposterous story. This is why this business is stupid story. And that is that Robert Kennedy, Robert RFK Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., who is an independent running for president, has decided that he wants to have a running mate at vice president that has a big name. And a couple of the names on the list include people like Mike Rowe, who you know from Dirty Jobs, if you've ever seen that show, Discovery Channel. Jesse Ventura, the former wrestler, the actor, and also was he governor of Minnesota? Right?
Yeah, governor of Minnesota. Yeah.
And then there's Aaron Rodgers. Yes, that Aaron Rodgers of the Jets. Aaron Rodgers.
Charles Rodgers?
No, that'd be Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, we are in the boredom killing business.
Aaron.
And it is Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron.
Yes, is an option that he is considering. And so that, of course, has turned Jet Nation upside down because here we go again, more distractions, more concerns. And Bart, I want to ask you, what was that conversation like? You know, they're having their, they're going through free agency right now.
Yeah.
He's trying to trade for Morgan Moses. Mm.
Got big Bruce.
Hey,
happy.
Joe, you got a minute? Got a minute? I got some news for you you might want to hear. Where's Sala? Yeah, bring him in, too. He probably wants to hear this. Yeah, so there's a story in the New York Times. It involves Aaron Rodgers. Right away, what's the first reaction? I didn't even tell you what the headline is. I'm just telling you, it's a New York Times story and it involves Aaron Rodgers. What's the reaction?
He got trapped in a hole.
And then it's...
Or he beat up Jimmy Fallon.
So apparently...
Oh, Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. Apparently he's being considered... to be put on the independent ticket as a vice president candidate. So we got to deal with that.
Well, man, get the hell out of my office. I ain't got time. Man, get out of here.
So do we have a statement by the team at all?
I do. You want to hear the official statement?
Does Woody Johnson have a statement?
The official statement, because Woody knows what it's like to be part of the administration. He's like, it ain't all cracked. It's all cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. But he's going to come in and probably going to say, the Jets official statement,
this is the statement.
Hamburger, yeah. I ain't going to have it.
Yeah. Or D's.
D's.
Got it.
Our statement is D's.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right, so there's that story. Now, a better Jet story is that Joe Douglas, when whoever knocked on his door to tell him about this, he did at least accomplish that today, which is trading with the Baltimore Ravens to bring back Morgan Moses to now be his right tackle, who was good last year with the Ravens. He was good when he was here with the Jets. Brought him back. A swap of fours and a six-round pick goes to the Ravens. And, Bart, you love that. You love that addition. It's sort of setting up the offensive line now. The biggest hole remains the left tackle. Yes. And, obviously, that's a gigantic hole still to fill. And we'll see what they do there, whether it's Tyron Smith, whether it's Donovan Smith, whether it's in the draft or other options.
Who else? I saw you. John Jackson?
Yep.
Josh Jackson.
No, Josh.
Josh Jackson from the Texans.
Right. So there's a bunch of names to see here. That's one other headline. What am I missing? Oh, there's also, of course, the Knicks getting OG Anunoby back last night, and they went back to being a dominant defensive team. Three straight games they have held an opponent under 80 points. Bart, can I tell you, can you guess the last time that happened in Knick history? Holding an opponent in these days under 80. How long ago do you think it goes?
1960, when they had a running clock. In a peach basket.
No, it wasn't 1960.
Okay. A little sooner.
It was November of 2000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The head coach was Jeff Van Gundy. You know who was on the team? Rick Brunson.
Ah.
You know who was an assistant coach? Tom Thibodeau.
Ah, so he was responsible for
this. But that's 24 years since they did this. Three straight games holding an opponent under 80. The Sixers only got to 79 points. Now, the Knicks had a terrible game where they only got 73 on Sunday. But this game was a little bit better. The offense was much better. And Jalen Brunson didn't have to play a lot. Still got to 20-9. Josh Hart gave you a triple-double, a 2019-10 triple-double. And then OG Anunoby got back into the lineup. And as he did after the trade, seamlessly fit right in and looked great. Played 27 minutes, got you 14 points. Couple of boards, a steal, just looked just like he did when he first got there. And so the Knicks getting healthier, great sign. They continue to hold the fourth spot in the East with even the third and even second still in shouting distance if they put a little run together here to finish the season. A lot of headlines there for you. And like I said, we go full buffet the rest of the show with you, 800-919-3776. So let's go back to the calls, shall we? And we got Ramon in the truck, the UPS truck. Reza Ramon.
What's good, yeah? How y'all doing, Bart and Hunt?
What's
you
happening? You dare mess with Reza Ramon, man.
Listen, I'm going to hit the three sports real quick. I'm a longtime Packer fan, diehard Rodgers fan. It was bittersweet when he left, but this is just funny as hell. This is too funny. You can't say it won't happen because look at 45. He's about to be a second president again.
This ain't you can't say it ain't happening. The Jets have a better chance to win the Super Bowl than Aaron Rodgers than Aaron Rodgers has a chance to win the election.
E L
Low key
A X. Relax.
Low key is a blessing in disguise for the Jets because you got Secret Service that can protect them.
His name starts with Morgan Moses, baby. How about that protection?
You're probably gonna get David Bakhtiari too.
We don't want him.
Oh, you know David Bakhtiari is gonna be a Jet. A Jet.
If we get David Bakhtiari, he coming for the league minimum. Aaron gonna have to give him that McAfee money on the side.
That's what it'll be. McAfee will have Bakhtiari on once a week, and he'll give him $1 million for it.
We'll supplement that check.
On the cold news, man. Cold news. It sounds like Jacob deGrom all over again. Mm. They don't know what's going on with the show with the elbow.
And, it feels like a Tanaka. Remember when Tanaka? Yeah. It was almost like he was torn a little, but he could still pitch.
Right.
And you
right,
felt
right,
like it was
right.
a ticking time bomb, but he got through the season though.
He got through a career. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's true too.
But the crazy thing is though, when you think about Gerrit Cole, he's one of these maniacal guys who has his routines. Yep. He couldn't deal with that. He was just going tonight.
I just hope that, they get it fixed real quick. But, if it needs Tommy John.
Listen, if you get him back in June, wouldn't you take it? If I told you, would you sign up for June?
Of course, I would love that.
Yeah.
He's the best pitcher in the game. There's no doubt about it. And the Knicks, man, OG, that guy. The Knicks look like a completely different team. There was like two or three fast breaks that he did it himself with those wingspan of him.
He's crazy. Yeah, he's so good defensively.
It's a momentum changer. It's fun to watch. I just want them to get healthy, and let's go Knicks and Yankees.
All right, there you go, Ramon.
And Packers.
Thank you for the call. I mean, on the Knicks side of things, you were at the game. How was the building?
The first half was kind of slow.
Quiet.
Mm-hmm. But then the second half, the steals and
that
the
big
dunks.
Run in the third quarter woke everybody up,
the
right?
The dunks and all that stuff. Yeah. But I tell you what, one thing you can do just seeing it in person, that little motion offense they have where they kind of dribble hand off with each other.
Yep.
And then, you have the two guys popping to the corners, was working because of the motion. They look fluid, especially with Hartenstein out there. It looked like they just had perpetual motion and the ball didn't stick. And Jalen Brunson did some special things, the behind-the-back pass for the dunk, showing off a little bit. And like you said, when OG gets out there, he's in the passing lanes because of his wingspan so long, and it started a lot of fast breaks.
Yeah, and that's what you were hoping for. You get that piece back. Yeah. He can play the four. You're still living without Randall, though. But
I would cut Burks today.
He's struggling, and there's a lot to his story.
He can't hit the side of the ocean if he was in a boat.
Yeah, there's a lot to his story now. Remember, he was traded midseason. He's got a family there in Detroit. He's here. For some guys, it's,
come on, man.
That's not easy to do.
Man, that's an hour flight, man.
It's still, you're living on your own. He's going on the road now. He's going on the West Coast trip. That's one thing at least you're used to. But when, he's been here.
Stop it. The kids are in school. What do you mean? Why would you stay? Detroit and the suburbs of Michigan are great. Detroit, that's kind of rough.
So, anyways, but you can see it when he's
like
playing.
Like
watching him play, he just does not look right. He doesn't. And I'm wondering, when did they give Shake Milton a little bit of a look?
Yeah,
In that same spot.
Let's get the third.
Deuce just played well.
Let's get the third Piston out there.
Ron is in Westchester. Ron.
Hey, best time of year. The weather was nice yesterday. Sun
nice
was
today.
Shining here in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but so this warm weather, let me kind of tell you why it's nostalgic, right? So in the fall, when it starts getting colder out, the leaves change and all that good stuff, you know basketball season's upon you. And now in the spring, for the last few seasons, when that first spring sun hits the back of your neck, you know that Knicks playoffs is coming. And you can open up the windows and get the game on or go to your favorite dwelling and have a beverage and watch Knicks basketball in the playoffs. I wanted to – it's just the best time of year. I wanted to talk about a comment that Jamal Crawford mentioned during the telecast yesterday about OG.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the wingspan of OG being at 7'2", and you look at guys like Luol Deng, who is a player with a 7-foot wingspan that played under Thibodeau with the Bulls, and very comparable players, can hit the three ball, can play tough defense. I also think of Payshawn Prince when you think about that Detroit Pistons.
Now you got my attention.
So 7'2" wingspan there, right? So I'm hoping OG can kind of fulfill that role. And the last thing I wanted to mention before I get your takes on that comparison or comparisons, what do you guys think with all the volatility happening in the NBA? I mean, from night to night, not injuries. Just the Knicks, injuries, but even the Celtics, they've had some rough losses. So I think that's an indication that it's wide open this year, and if the Celtics are going to continue to shoot the most number of threes in the playoffs, things get a little bit tighter. Nerves play a role. I don't know if they can win by shooting that many threes in the playoffs when things become more half court. So I'm just really excited for what this spring has in store for us.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, thanks for the call, Ron. I don't know. The dang comparison when it comes to how Tibbs uses them, yeah, I think there is a comparison. Ananobi is a way better three-point shooter and a higher volume three-point shooter than Deng was. Deng could take you into the post. Like, Deng was a good offensive player.
Are the Lakers still paying Deng?
Oh, that's a great question. That's one of those contracts.
Him and Timothy Mostov might be two of the worst contracts in Laker history.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, it's a good comparison. But I also think that it's a little different because of the way they play. But the fit has been just so remarkable that it's hard to, again, the stat that matters is when he didn't play, when he was hurt, 18 games, the Knicks were 8-10. When he plays, this is now 15 games he's played, they're 13-2. His impact when he's in the lineup, you don't need to give me any plus minuses, which we see a lot of and all that stuff. That's the only one that matters. When he plays, they win. 800-919-3776. Mike in New Jersey, Mike.
Yes, thanks for you guys. You guys touched on what I actually was going to talk about, and that's Burks and Bogdanović.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, those guys just, they're utter waste at this point, man. I mean, whenever they come in, we fall behind, and why not, especially Bogdanović. Why is he handling the ball, trying to dribble in the middle? He's a spot-up shooter. He should be spotting up, shooting the ball. As soon as he touches it, get open and shoot.
Well, Mike, that's the thing, though, because people are running him off the line. They know that's what he is. Yeah. So they're running him off the line, and he's got to be able to put it on the floor and just get himself to an open shot. And what you're seeing is he's having a hard time getting to a spot to where he can get a good look.
Oh, yeah.
You can see it. Yeah.
Terrible time.
Yeah, and defensively, I mean, it's not been good.
Oh, nothing yeah. at all. Burks. And I used to be a big fan of Burks when he was here before. When he go up for a shot, you know you can count.
No, it just it doesn't look, his numbers in Detroit versus his numbers here shooting wise are just night and day. Yeah. It's not great. And so all you could say is that when if they get full health, and that means Randall, and they get to the playoffs, you're not going to expect to see a ton of Burks and Bogdanović, because in the playoffs, as we know, your starters are going to play 35, 38, even 40 minutes on a given night. You're just not going to see a lot of bench guys. What you want is when the guys come in off the bench for the 8 to 12 minutes they're going to give you, you got to give me something. And like you said, Mike, you can't be negative. Like, I can't be in the deficit when you come on the floor. They've got to be able to give you something in those small minutes.
Exactly. And let me tell you, Detroit got the better of that deal. Okay, with them guys, our guys going over there.
Grimes.
All right, they got the better of that deal. You know that they're winning more. They're starting to play much better basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They won that they won that deal right there, man. Okay, they won that. Okay, because they're playing good ball, and they
we
almost
coming,
beat
baby.
Us the
we
other
coming.
Day.
We coming. We coming.
New bar. We're coming. Mike, you're getting Bart going. Let's not get
you
him
get
going.
You get Kane Cunningham and Javon Ivey is starting to figure it out.
You're
going to
give me this next year. They're going to be better than Knicks thing again, like you did earlier this year.
Oh, they're gonna get Big Cat, and then it's gonna be all over for you.
Okay, all right. Well, actually, it'd be a pretty good pickup for them. Steve in Brooklyn, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing today, Bart?
Good.
I want to ask you guys a question. Would you fair enough to say the Knicks are four deep in the center position, and if that ever happened when last the Knicks were that deep in the center position.
Four? Where are you going? All right, give me your four.
Well, I'm thinking Precious, Hardenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we get back Robinson.
Okay.
And what's this other kid name? He comes off the bench once.
Jericho Sims?
Jericho Sims, yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think if, and it's a big if, I mean, I'm rooting for it because I like the guy, but it's really hard to expect. Mitchell Robinson comes back. I mean, again, it's an ankle surgery in December. So we have to understand, like, you got to take it slow with him. But if, let's say he comes back, it's him and Hartenstein as your centers, and Precious becomes the backup to Randall. And you're probably going to need that at the four because Randall's not going to be able to give you 38, right? Like, he always got to worry about managing his injury, and Precious has been excellent as a four, at the four spot.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Like here's the thing. Steve, think about this. Remember last year when it was Obi Toppin was your backup four? Obi Toppin was the guy coming in for Randall, and everybody complained that Obi didn't defend and Obi didn't do this. Now, doesn't Achiuwa do everything that you would want out of your backup four?
Yes.
So you upgraded that.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I think instead of going four deep at center, I think now you're also deep at power forward and center. But that's only after Randall and Mitchell Robinson come back, and we may not see that until April.
The reason why I'm referencing that, because I remember the days of Patrick Ewing.
Yep.
We only had two centers.
Yeah.
And our forwards wasn't that strong.
Yeah, Greg like Butler. Five. Like their backup centers are hilarious. Like Greg Butler. Like, you had a Stu Gray. Like, you had all these, like, human victory cigars would come in after Patrick played, like, 38 minutes. And, you know, like, that's what, back in the day, you didn't have to have the big, you know, the backup center. Then he got hurt, and then they're like, all right, we got to get Chris Dudley. Like, we got to get somebody good to back him up because we don't really have anybody. Am I boring you, Bart?
Not at all.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. All right, 800-919-3776.
I was really engaged when you were talking about the Pistons, but then you
and then I lost you when we started talking about New York sports.
Now you're going to Dudley. I'm like,
we were talking about New York sports, and that's where it gets boring.
I thought he was going to go Kevin Duckworth next.
No, he never played for the Knicks.
I know, but they almost traded for him once.
All right, so the Jets need a left tackle. Who should it be? Should it be in the draft? Trade up. Should it be the high-end free agent? Should it be a couple of pieces? A lot of ways they can go. We'll pick Bart's brain on that. Gerrit Cole's injury. I also asked this question. All right, if he's out 1 to 2 months, like the Post is saying, do you just stand pat with what you have and just try to get through it? Or do you spend the money on Snell? Or do you spend the prospects on Cease? Which way do you go with that? All the options are on the table. We'll hear from you on that. 800-919-3776, Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm going back to Cali. Cali. I'm going back to Cali. Cali. Oh, yeah, I think so. Now, she's too young. She don't know that song.
No, she knows the song. Oh, no, we play that song for
okay,
her.
Okay,
we do play that song for her.
So I'm on brand.
So
I'm on brand.
We're both girl dads, right?
Yes.
So Callie is my youngest.
Mm, the baby.
And today she turns
the
9.
The forever princess.
Today she's 9 years old.
Ooh, shucky ducky.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so it's a great day. It's a fun day. I'm letting her pick where we go to dinner tonight. Which could get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know how kids are, where they want to go.
Don't get a tummy ache.
Yeah. Here's, like, I have the place that I know she wants to go.
Don't get a tummy ache trying to get
a river flabby. I don't know if mama wants to drive all the way out there.
Mama's always game.
But you know, like, that, you got it, like, where they want to go.
The princess get what she wants. It's just how it is. It really don't matter.
Like, yeah.
The
youngest are always the special ones, right?
Because you start thinking like, okay, when I get old, this one that might take care of me. This one is gonna make sure I'm okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd be looking at my sons like, yeah, you gonna put me in a nursing home?
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and make sure I write that out of my will. If I go to a nursing home, nobody get nothing.
But I got to tell you, Callie loves you. She hears your voice on the radio and she just cracks up at all the jokes and the voices you make. So she absolutely loves you. So can you do me a favor and say happy birthday to Callie?
Happy, happy birthday, Callie! 9! 1 year before you get to them double digits.
Yes.
They get real in them streets.
Yes, it does. It does. Happy birthday, Callie. I will be seeing you very, very soon when I get
home.
Spend
all daddy money today.
Well, don't spend.
You can't say no.
No, don't spend all daddy money.
Callie wants Callie gets today.
But we're going anywhere you want to go to have dinner tonight. Don't let mom tell you you can't. Wherever
make
you want to go.
Make dad pull up the Amazon account and just push send, send, send,
no,
send, send,
no,
send.
No, no. By the way.
I want a pony.
We get back into the show.
Don't try and flip the script. It's about Callie. I don't care about Adam.
Wow.
He's probably washing dishes right now anyway. Remember he used to call us all the time. Every time he called our show, it seemed like he's washing
Shefty?
Dishes or loading a dishwasher.
It was always there because, again, our show was
like,
on during lunchtime.
Like, bro.
You'd hear Shefty and you hear glasses clinking behind him as if he just finished lunch and he's washing the dishes at his sink. That is true. Shefty used to call us. He used to do a regular spot with us.
Right.
He's great, but we'd always hear him cleaning the dishes
like, bro,
in the sink.
Can you just wait a second?
No,
like,
he's got to clean them dishes,
man.
What,
it keep you for 15 minutes?
Nope. Got to clean the dishes. Nobody likes. Wait, when you go home,
I clean
stuff
as soon
in your
as I
sink?
Finish. No, I clean them as soon as I finish.
Does it drive you crazy when you see a sink full of dirty dishes?
As I'm cooking,
makes me crazy.
And I don't use the dishwasher. I've never used the dishwasher.
Really?
No, I wash all my
big
dishes.
Big dishwasher guy.
See, I wash mine by hand because what I hate, you put them in there and you come out and they still got food on them.
But then you have a bad dishwasher.
No, but sometimes you overload. I don't do none of that. I just
what
wash
do you use?
Them.
You use Cascade? What do you use?
I don't use. I use Dawn, and I wash my dishes by hand. So, like, as I'm cooking, I was taught as you're cooking, you wash the dishes. So when you finish, only thing that you have is whatever's left in the pot or whatever you cooked in.
Okay, all right. So it's Callie's birthday. Does she have to do dishes tonight?
Hell no. She ain't never got to do dishes. First of all, she the baby.
You giving Callie the pass? She doesn't have to do dishes tonight?
She ain't got to do nothing for at least a week, 2 weeks.
Two weeks? It's one day is her birthday.
It's like Oprah. Like, you celebrate the month. So you got it all the way to the end of the month, B.
Oh, Callie Hahn, turning 9. That just blows my mind. Adam Schefter reporting this, Bart.
Mm.
8-time Pro Bowl defensive end, former defensive player of the year, Khalil Mack.
Mm.
Will remain with the Chargers this season.
That means Joey Bosa's Audi 5000.
He just restructured his deal.
Okay. I mean, they don't want to let him go. He had the best year of his career. And if you decide to stay with Joey Bosa, then he's always hurt. They probably go holler at him like, you know what?
So Mike Williams is the casualty. He's the one that's out.
Because guess what may happen?
What may happen?
When you only pay your quarterback $900,000,
yeah.
How do you make your best defensive player happy? You let him play with his brother. Reunited like Ohio State, and it feels so good.
That would be
just put Nick and Joey.
That'd be crazy.
Listen, but look, they had money open. They let Armstead walk, right? And they had money open for who? They had money open for Chase Young, but they decided to let him walk, right? So why would you let Chase Young walk if you had money allocated to pay him when you traded for him and he realized that he wasn't what he was, what you thought he was? Then you go with Joey and Nick. You put the brothers back together.
That'd be insane.
But they already have.
But you're right. If they,
they cut.
But they didn't say that. They cut. Now Mike Williams is the guy that they cut. They saved 20.
That's still not enough.
You think they still got to do more?
They saved 20. They saved 20. They still $26 million.
Mm.
They still $6 million over the cap.
All right, 800-919-3776.
They restructured there, but they got, listen, they, I forgot, was it Corey Lindsey that's going to retire medically? They traded for him, remember, from Green Bay. That was Aaron Rodgers' center.
Mm-hmm.
They got Slater. They got issues at center. They need to go get a center. I think Corey Lindsey, I'll look it up. I think Corey Lindsey had a neck injury or something like that. And so he may retire. So I think Joey's gone. I think I mean, you can't just get rid of one. They need to cut two big contracts. Now, shaving down Khalil Mack is something. You know, they can let Mike Williams go because last year they drafted Quincy Johnson from TCU. Yeah, TCU. Yeah, they drafted him from TCU, so that's a natural fit to replace Mike Williams.
So Eric Boland, who covers the Yankees for Newsday, a friend of mine, I love this kid. He's not a kid anymore. He's a grown man, but when I met him, he was a kid. He just got started in the business, but Eric's very good.
Yeah, call him on.
He just tweeted a few minutes ago about Gerrit Cole. Again, along with the New York Post report, currently in L.A. for more evaluation, has inflammation, but there is still no official diagnosis or timeline. So Boland goes on to say, let's say best case, Cole starts throwing in 2 weeks. From there, he'd basically need a full spring training, 6 weeks, to build up. 1 to 2 months is guesswork and also an obvious minimum. So that's the explanation of why we're talking about 1 to 2 months. It's because of the amount of time it's going to take to ramp him back up after, you know, let's say they let him throw in 2 weeks. Like, okay, let's let it calm down. And then you get 2 weeks, you know, and then after that, you can start building it up and he'll need a whole spring training to get him up to speed for regular season. And that's where the 1 to 2 months comes into play. So that's what Boland explains for anybody that's wondering, what is this 1 to 2 months? What does it mean? That's what it means.
I'm nervous. That's nervous.
It is definitely a big concern. There's no doubt about that. Back to the calls we go. Here is Steve in the Bronx. Steve.
Yeah, I wanted to just to point out that I know all I have to know. And Robert Kennedy chose the wrong jet.
Should he have went with Marty Lyons?
Who should he have chosen Marty instead Lyons? Of Aaron Rodgers?
You're going to have to make a sacrifice there, Alan. You're going to have to give up Bart Scott.
I'm going to get the black vote.
You know what?
I'm big of these hoods.
I would do that for my country. I would have to let Bart go on the campaign trail.
I call it balls and strikes straight down the middle, Steve. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody.
I love that, Steve. You know what? And here's what we need to know, Bart.
We're going
to
fix some potholes.
What would be like on your platform? What are the things that you would put as the most important issues that you would want to tackle? See what I did there with the pun? Tackle, right? As vice president.
We're going to tackle these interest rates, man. We're going to get these interest rates down and figure out a way to make food cheaper.
Food cheaper?
Yes. The biggest decision we got to make is about, you go to the grocery store, you get one bag, $120.
Like I said, $200 in groceries what it used to be.
And we're taking all these preservatives, all these bad things that's killing everybody.
Red dye.
We're going to take all that out, and we're going to get these interest rates right.
Okay. So the interest rates, that's what you'd attack.
Yes,
cheaper food.
Because if people got more money in their pocket, they can buy this organic stuff that's expensive because they got more money. So they can buy higher quality food. That way, it's less people in the doctor's office.
Why is healthier food more expensive?
Exactly. It should be the government.
No, I'm really asking you.
Because
is it more expensive to make it?
Yes, because you can't put the pesticide stuff there, so you have to be more vigilant. You can't just spray it with all these chemicals and hope that the bugs don't eat it. So it's harder to produce. Like, it takes longer for grass-fed cows to get big enough size before you slaughter them. You know what I mean? Instead of just feed them all this corn and slop. So it takes longer, right? Like, we used to get it over there
in Florham Park, we used to get all our food from a farm in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was all organic. They ate grass. They didn't eat feed. So it takes longer, right? And it's less meat because they're smaller. But it's leaner meat and it's better meat and there's no hormones and all that type of stuff in it. And antibiotics, too. They give them all these antibiotics. So we'll go do that. We're going to tackle that. Then people got more cash. Then people are less sick. Then people feel better and they can go to work. And then, you know what? We're going to get...
What else we doing?
We're going to get we're gonna get women and teachers raises, but we're going to give women...
Teachers raises, I'm all for that.
Yeah, we're going to get women, more leeway when they're coming back after childbirth.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna subsidize that. And what else are we gonna do? Well, infrastructure, we're gonna get this infrastructure because you go to these other countries, man, their systems are way better than everybody else. So we're gonna go ahead and fix these public transportation systems. We're gonna put more money in infrastructure.
We're gonna learn a lot from Finland with their education system.
Yeah.
Could really learn a lot from Finland.
Yeah, because a lot of our kids are dumb. We got to get these kids from being undumb.
And why are they dumb? Because we're dumb.
Yeah, we're dumb because we give them an iPad and everything they get.
Adults are dumb.
Right, and it's all this stuff they're getting all their education from the internet.
Yeah, because...
And there's so much misinformation on the internet.
Because it's the babysitter that we now give them.
Yep.
Right?
They don't go out...
When life experience used to be the babysitter.
And you used to go outside and play.
Yeah, go in the yard and figure it out.
Now you just give them the iPad and go play video games. Mm-hmm. Like, our kids got no social skills.
How about the fact that kids watch other people do things?
Play video games.
Rather than do it. No, I'm saying like anything in life. You're watching other people do stuff
on the internet
instead of yourself experiencing
stuff. You watch somebody playing Minecraft and commentating over it.
I still don't understand that.
Like, what are we
watching
doing?
Someone else play a video game is the most bizarre thing ever. Why don't you just play the damn game?
Exactly.
Why are you watching somebody else play the game? What was the most frustrating thing growing up with video games? Having
wait,
to sit in the room.
Your turn?
Like to, yes.
Like
when
I got next.
When I'd be in
it's
the dorm
one player.
And we're all playing Madden.
It's one
and
player.
It's like, I got next. No, he's got next. Yeah. You got to wait two more. Like, yeah, come on. I don't want to sit around and watch you play.
Yeah, it's one player.
And now we're paying to watch people play.
Then you leave. You come back. You don't realize that he lost and play continue, but he lost a man on purpose.
Is the worst.
So now you got two men. Like, hold up, man.
Or you walk by and you accidentally pull the cord out. Like, your foot trips. Oh, my bad.
You do that when you get
your game's over.
You do that when you get your ass kicked.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
You hit the reset button.
Oh my God, we're old men.
Bar for president, baby.
800-919-3776. We'll finish up with calls with you and some more before the K Show takes over the top of the
hour. I'm suspending OnlyFans too.
You're suspending
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
No more OnlyFans.
What is OnlyFans?
Because they're killing the strip club.
What's wrong with fans?
It's like when you go OnlyFans when you go there and they do all kind of stuff. Yeah, Kelly's in the car, so I can't. But I'm going to make sure that
Okay, don't go down this path.
Yeah, don't go down
Dino says do not go down this path.
Yes,
okay.
It's OnlyFans. Like
right. I thought he was my fans, like sports.
No, a lot.
This is something else. Apparently,
a lot of students have got kicked off because their parents got OnlyFans. One of the ladies said that she couldn't come pick her kids up because she had the stickers promoting her OnlyFans page on the back of her car.
I can only imagine what this
and
is.
They told her that she can't get up in the pickup line because dads were subscribed.
I gotcha. All right. Understood. 800-919-3776. So we'll finish up with calls. K-Show top of the hour. But first part, you want to tell me about Samwell, please?
Samwell. I wish Callie could read this for me. I'm sure she reads way better than me.
She got a great voice.
Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shaw. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle. And you say, Bart, how do I do that? I'll tell you how. Call Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shaw treats joints, back, neck, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shaw also is a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy your pain-free life. Next day or same-day appointments are available. Go to samwellpain.com and put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shaw by going to SamwellPain.com right now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand-new office in Inglewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You wish you met Dr. Jay Shaw a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, come on now, Tom. This is your song.
Come on, man.
This is you.
This is group participation.
Come on. Everybody wants you to sing. Everybody wants you to sing.
When you're on a holiday, you can't find the words to say.
That's all I'm going to do until you do the read.
You got to read. Hey.
You can see Tom perform this.
Man, this is the softest of rock. This is softer than rock. This is like soft margin. Do they call this margin rock?
I don't think that's a term.
That is Weezer, and they're coming to Madison Square Garden Wednesday, September 11th for their Voyage to the Blue Planet tour.
Weezer.
ESPN. It's like the Budweiser commercial. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contest, submit your entry. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. I think part of the deal should be if you win the tickets, you go to the concert with Tom.
That means you got to go buy a flannel shirt because you're besties.
But if you go with Tom, and like you know there's going to be a lot of women at this concert.
Yeah.
Seriously, Tom would clean up at a Weezer concert.
He looks like he puts it down too. Like he can drink at least 4 or 5 Coors Lights straight.
At least.
Prefer Miller Lite, but.
Miller Lite? Big Miller Lite.
Yeah, why is it one whatever. Extra carb?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
One less carb. You're drinking it as you're watching your shape.
Bart, did you see? I showed it to you, so I know you saw it.
Yeah, that's some weirdo stuff.
Aroldis Chapman
is following his mom.
It's on his Instagram story.
Yes.
He's laying on the couch with what everybody is saying is his mom.
I hope that's not his mom. I hope he just got an old cougar and he like a mole.
And he's just laying there happy, like as if he's cuddling, which is cute for a minute.
Laying on her stomach.
Until you realize that he's literally
reach up, he grabs her breasts,
groping her.
You big dummy!
Yeah, man, I don't know what the Lamont he doing. Like, what the hell is wrong with him? That's you can't win. That's not great for your image, man. Like I hope that's some old woman that he's groping, and she was like, okay, one of my final wishes to get hooked up by a lotto stud. You know what I'm saying? He gonna go ahead and fix her sciatica or something.
One of the comments is, "What a terrible day to have eyes."
Yeah, man. Like that, I can't.
But you said it. What does it look?
I thought for a second, I'm like, oh damn, he with Esther Rowe. That like Florida Evans from Good Times. That he.
Until I realized she was dead.
Until we lost her.
Oh.
Like damn, that ain't Esther Rowe.
Little different.
Yeah, man. He having fun with it too, man. Like yo, that's weird.
He was. I don't know.
What is he? Dominican, Cuban?
I something.
Because maybe that's cultural. So I don't know. Maybe like it's like they look at it like, hey, she breastfed me as a kid. So I don't know, man. If you know anything about this is something me and Island is just not privy to.
Yeah.
And this is like something y'all do and it's all good.
And it's,
let us know.
Yeah, it just, to me, was...
It just adds more to his weirdness.
Saw it and just couldn't
I can't
quite...
unsee it. I can't unsee it. I don't even know if Eddie Murphy could, like, with Lady Eloquise, you know what I'm saying?
You know what we forgot to do today? Realized this. Will reminded me.
The Sour Hour?
Yeah. So you know what? It was hour number three. It was Bart and Han. K-Show's coming up next. What's that mean?
It's the Power Hour, 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 Hour. I'm going for all 14 seconds.
No, you're not.
Hour, Hour.
Never going to make
hour,
it.
Hour,
no chance.
Hour, Hour, mm-mm. Hour, 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 Hour,
nope.
Hour,
R-E-L-A-X.
Hour, 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 Hour.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.